Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we dig through a whole pile of research and pick out the best bits for you. Today, we're going on a deep dive into the world of an author you might not know yet, Max Barrington. And the interesting thing about Max is that he didn't start writing till he was 75. That just shows it's never too late to chase your dreams, right?
Absolutely.
Over the next few episodes, we'll be exploring each of his books in detail. But first, let's get to know the man behind the words.
Yeah. It's really interesting how Max, a Cairns local, went from brewing beer in his backyard to becoming a published author. It all started with friends being so impressed by his homebrews, they suggested he put his recipes together in a book. And that's how his first book, Beers from the Pub Served at Home, was born. It even became a bestseller, and later got a new illustrated edition.
Wow, that's quite a debut. Mm-hmm. From beer enthusiast to best-selling author, mm-hmm. What made him decide to write his next book?
Well, Max then kind of changed direction and wrote a memoir called The First 10 Years in Australia. It tells the story of his experience as a 10-year-old migrating from England to Australia in 1959. Through the Assistant Passage Migration Scheme, he gives a really vivid picture of what it was like to start a new life down under, moving around a lot, adjusting to a new culture, and the unique atmosphere of Australia in the 1960s.
That's a really interesting period of history to explore, especially from a personal perspective. But I hear Max didn't stop at memoirs. He also went into fiction, didn't he? Where does Woolah River Curse fit in with all this?
That's right. Woolah River Curse was Max's first go at fiction. And it's a real page-turner of a mystery. A couple inherit this huge cattle station, which sounds idyllic, right?
Yeah.
But they quickly find themselves caught up in a web of intrigue involving possible Aboriginal curses and a totally unexpected tragedy. It's a gripping story that keeps you guessing right to the end.
Sounds like you can't put it down. But Woolah River Curse isn't his only fictional work, is it? His list of books seems pretty diverse.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Max has been very prolific, exploring a variety of genres. For instance, there's Task, where a construction manager from Cairns takes on a mysterious driving job, which leads to some pretty unexpected twists and turns. It's a real thriller. Keeps you on the edge of your seat.
So we've got beer, memoir, mystery, now a thriller.
Yeah.
What other genres has Max tackled?
Well, he's written Harry Croft. This is a story about a former police officer seeking justice after his wife is tragically killed. While it starts out as a revenge plot, it develops into a fascinating exploration of some of Canberra's hidden history, which adds a really unique dimension to the story.
It's amazing how he weaves together different genres and themes. Is there anything else we should know about his work before we take a closer look at each book?
Yeah, there's Bad Company, which is set in far north Queensland where the Mitchell and Palmer Rivers meet. It follows a police officer who uncovers new evidence. That could clear two people who are wrongly convicted of murder. It's a story that makes you question your assumptions and highlights the complexities of the justice system.
From beer recipes to murder mysteries, Max sure covers a lot of ground. Are there any more surprises in store for us as we explore his work?
There's The Writer and the Written. This one's about two old friends, one a writer and the other a software mogul, who reunite and uncover this potentially dangerous AI writing app that contains the mogul's deepest, darkest secrets. It's a really thought-provoking look at technology, ethics, and the power of words, especially relevant in today's world.
It's fascinating how Max seems to tap into contemporary issues while still creating compelling narratives. What about his latest book, What's Mine is Yours? Preachy, what can you tell us about that one?
What's Mine is Yours is arguably his most powerful book yet. It follows Michael Hotch, whose life changes forever when his prospector father vanishes in North Queensland. Michael's journey takes him from the Australian Defence Force Academy to a career with the Australian Federal Police, all the while searching for answers about his father's disappearance. It's a gripping story that explores themes of loss, identity, and the lasting power of family secrets.
From brewing guides to gripping thrillers, Max has explored a really diverse range of topics and genres. It's incredible to think he only started this literary journey later in life.
It really is remarkable, isn't it? His life experiences before he started writing seem to have given his storytelling a unique richness.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really intrigued by how his background in engineering might have influenced his writing style. Do you see any connection there?
Oh, definitely. There's this precision and meticulousness in his writing. I think it comes from his engineering background. He seems to approach storytelling in this structured, almost architectural way, carefully laying the groundwork and building the suspense. It's like he's applying engineering principles to writing.
That's a really interesting observation. And it makes me wonder about the transition from technical writing, like his beer guide, to writing compelling fictional narratives. What do you think caused that shift?
I think it shows a deep desire to connect with people on a more emotional level. While his Beer Guide is informative and engaging, his fiction lets him explore the complexities of human nature, delve into themes of love, loss, and redemption, and ultimately create stories that resonate with readers on a much deeper level.
Yeah. I am especially drawn to the themes he explores in Wooler River Curse. The whole idea of an Aboriginal curse adds a layer of mystery and intrigue. But it also seems to touch on the complex history of Australia and the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
It's a bold choice for a first foray into fiction, and it suggests he's willing to engage with some pretty challenging topics. I'm curious to see how he navigates those themes and whether he offers any insights into the cultural landscape of Australia.
In talking about navigating complex themes, the writer and the written seems incredibly timely.
Right.
With all the discussion about artificial intelligence these days, it's fascinating that he's chosen to explore the potential downsides of AI technology through fiction.
Absolutely. It shows his ability to not just entertain, but also to make you think. By weaving these real-world concerns into his stories, he elevates them beyond just escapism and encourages readers to think about the ethical and societal implications of technological advancements.
It's almost like he's using his platform to start conversations about important issues, all while keeping us entertained with compelling stories.
Exactly. He doesn't avoid difficult topics, and I think that's what makes his work so engaging. He challenges our perceptions, makes us think critically. And in the end, leaves us with more questions than answers.
And that's what makes a truly thought-provoking read.
Yeah.
What are your first impressions of What's Mine is Yours? Seeing as it's being called his most compelling work yet, what do you think makes it so special?
Well, the premise itself is really powerful. A young man coming to terms with his father's mysterious disappearance. A journey that spans years and takes him across various landscapes, both physical and emotional. It suggests a story full of layered narratives, character development, and a deep exploration of family relationships and personal identity.
It sounds like a story that stays with you long after you've finished reading it. And that's something I've noticed in all of Max's work so far. His ability to create characters and stories that really resonate with readers on a deep emotional level.
I think that's one of his greatest strengths as a writer. He doesn't just tell stories. He creates worlds we can step into, characters we can empathize with, and emotions we can connect with.
We've covered a lot today. From his unexpected start as an author to his diverse range of books and the thought-provoking themes he explores. Before we finish this introductory deep dive, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what makes Max Barrington such a compelling author.
I think what strikes me most is his authenticity. He writes with honesty and vulnerability, drawing from his own experiences and observations to create stories that feel both personal and universal. And the fact that he only began this journey later in life adds another layer of intrigue. He proves that it's never too late to pursue your passions and share your stories with the world.
He truly is an inspiring figure. And I think that's what makes this deep dive into his work so exciting. We're not just exploring books. We're getting to know a man who has lived a full life and is now sharing his wisdom and insights through his writing. Yeah, it's amazing to think this is just the beginning of our journey into Max Barrington's work. We've really only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to uncover.
I'm particularly keen to delve into Beers from the Pub, Served at Home. It's not every day you get to explore a book that combines brewing and storytelling.
I have to admit, the idea of dissecting a beer brewing guide on a deep dive podcast is pretty interesting. What parts of the book are you most looking forward to exploring?
Well, I'm interested to see how Max's passion for brewing comes through in his writing style. Does he approach recipe writing with the same kind of detail and meticulousness that he brings to his fiction? And aside from the recipes themselves, I'm also interested in the stories behind the beers, the history, the cultural significance, maybe even some personal anecdotes that Max includes in his writing.
It's incredible how a simple beer brewing guide can open up so many different areas to explore. And I think that's what makes Max Barrington such a fascinating author. He has this knack for finding the extraordinary in the ordinary, like taking something familiar like beer and turning it into a starting point for deeper conversations about history, culture, even personal identity.
And that's exactly what we hope to do with these deep dives. We want to go beyond the surface, to peel back the layers and uncover the hidden gems in Max's work.
We've talked about his background, his diverse range of books, and the thought-provoking themes he tackles. But for our listeners who are just starting to discover Max Barrington, what advice would you give them? Where should they start?
I'd say approach his work with an open mind and a sense of curiosity. Don't be afraid to just jump into any of his books. Even if it's not a genre you'd usually go for, you might be surprised by what you find. And remember, each book is a journey in itself, an invitation to explore new worlds, challenge your perspectives, and connect with the human experience in a really profound way.
That's a great way to put it. And for anyone who wants to join us on this literary adventure, make sure you tune in to our next episode, where we'll be cracking open beers from the pub, served at home, and diving deep into the world of home brewing with Max Barrington as our guide.
It's going to be a refreshing change of pace. And who knows, we might even be inspired to try brewing our own beers after this deep dive. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. And to all our listeners. Until next time, keep diving deep.